Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Greetings, greetings. Ha Shavuot Sameach. Here the harvest. Pentecost is called the harvest season. Here in the year also. The Shabbat time right here for the TJIS.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Shabbat shalom, Senmet salam, and a chag ha-shavuot, sameach. Happy, happy, happy feasts, holidays of the harvest here in the season, the giving of the Holy Spirit in the upper room of Zion.
Senmet salam, Shabbat shalom.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars fingers off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wop. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the party, a ganja cast.
Holiday, you find a way to cope, and your belly full of hope, on the brink of your salvation. Holiday, some joy and celebration. I wanna bless my neighbors above the morning to your greetings and salutations.
Now me say love and I need to hear where we need up on the street. Belly empty and the youth and tolerance are reach a peak. Machine them and them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break.
On the day, a break from separation. You find a way to cope when your belly full of hope. On the brink of your salvation.
Harvest here in the season corresponding a new covenant to Pentecost, Feast of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I harvest is on the way. Yeah.
Yeah, man, this one is coming from Herb 16. Big up Rootical Attack. Fresh, coming at you. This one is soon to be released on the Rootical Attack label. Herb 16 said that harvest is plenty, but the reapers are few. No, my selector, are you ready?
The harvest is plenty, and the reapers are few. Harvest on the land.
Earl 16 right there. Harvest, harvest is on the way. Harvest time.
Shabbat shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Meskel Abra Samayin Bekoakubit Shalem. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God! It's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
His foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidishanu B'mitzvotav V'zivanu Lehiot Ur Lagoyim Banatan Lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
So right here we have day one of Shavuot, Shavuot harvest, a.k.a. also known as Pentecost, the season known in the New Covenant as Pentecost, the giving of the Holy Spirit. In the upper room of Zion. So here for Shabbat day one, for this Friday right here, May 26, day one, right? We have Exodus, the reading from HaTorah, Exodus chapter 19 and chapter 20. In the Hebrew, it'll be chapter 19, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 23, but the 23rd verse corresponds in the King James in the numbering with the 26th verse. So the two chapters, chapter 19 and chapter 20, the fire key offering is Numbers chapter 28, verses 26 to 31. Haftarah, the prophet's reading, we have Ezekiel chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 28. And Ezekiel chapter 3, focus verse, verse 12. Then we have Jeremiah chapter 31, focus verses, verses 31 to 34 for the first day here in the season of Shavuot. So we're going for the 3 days, day one here, corresponding with the Shabbat Eve, Friday, and day two of Shavuot, right? Then, and the fullness, when it says in the New Covenant, when Pentecost is fully come, we have the first day Sunday, so stay tuned for the first day service, Sunday service. Now, for day one, we have the Torah readings, we have the prophets, the Haftarah reading, and we also have the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading, namely Luke chapter 24. Focus verse, verse 49, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 9, chapter 2 of Acts of the Apostles, focus verses, verse 1 to verse 41, the Gospel according to Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 14, focus verse, verse 26, and John chapter 16, focus verses 7 to 11, and Galatians chapter 5, focus verses 22 to 23. So right here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the co-laborers here on the ear and in the irid. Here we like to ride up right here after the Shema, Shema Yisrael here, O Israel. Like to ride up right here, here, here with the Shema, and then with the reading here for day one here on the TJIF. Thank you, Rastafari. Friday, the Shabbat Eve, corresponding with day one. Hear, O Israel.
Thank you. my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, O Israel, Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
The Lord our God.
Adonai Eloheinu.
Is one Lord.
Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O God, O God, O God, O God. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfatsadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endured us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and for Iver. Bless art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam
Asher bekarbenu mebo ha-mayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
And here for day one of Shavuot, with a Torah reading from Exodus chapter 19 and chapter 20, and the fire key from Numbers coming forward.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 19. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded them. And all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord hath spoken we will do. Do, 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 do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes.
And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. And Moses said unto the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mount, and sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people, and spake unto them, 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 spake unto them.
לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, before me, before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments, my commandments, my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold, 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 of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon, 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 thereon,
thereon. Perfect. Blessed. Messiah.
Also, in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work. But ye shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year, and their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, 2/10 deals unto 1 ram, a several tenth deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their drink offerings, 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 their drink offerings.
Why, perfect, blessed, Messiah.
My advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten Commandments,
and elaborate on hand,
elaborate on
hand, elaborate on hand.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyelecha Elohim acherim al panai, lo tisa את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad. Referred to as the Ten Commandments. So right here we have Exodus, the Ten Words, Exodus chapter 20, right? Exodus chapter 20 right here. Hashem, B'Shem Ha'av Wahabim Ruaha Kadosh Ahua Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, Jehovah the One. Here, 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 Exodus Shemot, here, the Kaf chapter, the Kaf, Hebrew alphanumerics, Kaf, chapter XX, chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, Vaydabir Elohim et kol ha-debarim ha-eile le'mor. I am he who be we be, thy Elohim, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka Asher Hotzeitika Me Eretza Mitzrayima Mi Beit Ibadim. Thou, the I, shalt have no other gods, no other Elohim before me. Lo Yihye Leka Elohim Acharim Al Panai. Thou shalt not make to thee a graven image, nor any manner of likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Lo ta'ise lika fesel we call te muna asher bashamayim miyam al wa asher ba'areta miyatachat wa asher ba'mayim miyatachata la'aret. Here, here, verse 5, thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, he who be thy Elohim, am a zealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Lo Tisha tachwe lahem with lo ta abdem ki anoki Yahuwah Eloheka el kana poked avon ba abot poked avon abot ala banima ala shilashima wa ala ribeima li sonai them that hate I, and showing mercy to the thousandth generation of them that love I, and keep my commandments. With ose chesed la alafima le ohabaya ula shomrei mitzotai. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahuwah, he who be thy Elohim, in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Lo tisa et shem Yahuwah Eloheka lashawah, ki lo yenake Yahuwah et asher yisa et shemo lashawah. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et yom ha-shabbat li-kadisho. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Sheshetta yamim ata eboda we asita kola me laketeka. But the seventh day is the Sabbath to Yahuwah, he who be your Elohim, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Weyom ha shebi shabbat la Yahuwah Eloheka lo taise kol me laka ata u binka u biteka abdeka wa amateka ua be hemateka we gerika asher bisha areka. For in six days Yahuwah Jehovah made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore Yahuwah Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it and set it apart. Ki yeshesheta yamim asa Yahuwah et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-retz et ha-yam ve-et kol asher bam. Vayayanach Vayom Hashbi'i Al Kain Baraka Yahua Et Yom Hashabbat Wayak Adeshehu. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah he who be you be, thy Elohim giveth thee. Kabed et abika, we et imeka, lema'ana, ya erikuna, ya meka, ala ha adam, asher Yahuwah Eloheka, notena lak. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not be a false witness against thy neighbor. Lo tirzach. Lo tinaf. Lo tignov. Lo ta'ane bireeka. Ed shaker. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou, the eye male, shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Lo tachmoda beta re'eka. Lo tachmoda esheta re'eka. We abdo wa amato. We shoro, wa chemoro, we call asher li re'eka. And all the people perceived the thunderings and the lightnings and the voice of the horn and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. We call ha'am, ro'im eta ha. Olota, we etaha lapidima, we etak ola ha shofar, we etaha hara, ashen, wayare, haam, waya nuu, waya amadu, me rahok. And they said to Moses, to Moshe, speak thou, the I, with us, with I and I, and we, I and I, will hear, but let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. Wayomru illa Moshe Daberata Imanu we Nisha Ma'a we Allah Yedabera Imanu Elohim Ten Namut. And Moses said to the people, fear not, for Elohim has come to prove you, that his fear, his reverence, his respect may be before you, that y'all sin not, that y'all don't uck up. Wayomer Moshe el ha'am, ala tirau, al tirau, fear not, al tirau, fear you not, al tirau ki, le ba abura, nasota, etekem ba, ha Elohim, ua ba ebura, tehiye, yira ato, ala tenekem, le biltia, te chet au. And the people stood afar off. But Moses drew near to the thick darkness where Elohim was. Wayayamoda ha'ama me rahoka. U Moshe nigash ilaha erafel asher sham ha Elohim. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, thus, like this, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, ye all yourselves have seen that I have talked with you from heaven, from Shemayim. Wayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, koh tomar il bnei Yisrael atem reitem ki yamina ha-Shemayim dibarti iya makem. Ye all shall not make with me gods Elohim of silver or gods Elohim of gold. Ye all shall not make to you. Lo ta isun, lo ta isuna iti Eloheya kesefa walohei zahab, lo ta isu lakem. An altar of earth thou shall make to me, to I, and shall sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thy oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to thee. I will come to the eye and bless and prosper and increase the eye. Mizbacha Adama Ta'iseh Li V'Zabachta Alayowa Eta Oloteka Ve'Eta Shelameka Eta Tzonaka Ve'Eta Bekarka Bekola Hamakoma Ashera Azikira Eta Shemiya Abo Eleka Ua Beraketika. And if thou make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stones. For if thou lift up thy tool up on it, thou the eye has profaned it. Weim mizbach abanim ta'iseli lo tibne etahen za gazit gazit. Slika slika ani lechozer. Repeat. Weima mizbacha banima ta'iseli aloa tibne etahen gazita kia harabika he nafta aleha wata halalaha. Neither shalt thou go up by steps to mine altar, that thy nakedness be not uncovered thereon. Willo ta ille be ma elot ala mizabechi asher lo tia gale erawateka alayo. Here, kabur lakalu, kabur dimsu, kabur lahailu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kabur labinu, le melkenu, glory be to our father, our king. Kabur lakamawi halasalasi, but Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ. Yes, I, here, just a full of foe, right here. And again, words of I and I mouth, meditation of I and I heart, here, fire key offering.
Also, in the day of the first fruits, when ye bring a new meat offering unto the Lord, after your weeks be out, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, but ye shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savour unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year, and their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3 tenth deals unto 1 bullock, 2 tenth deals unto 1 ram, a several tenth deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer them beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their drink offerings.
Babylon burn. Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire.
Thou shalt love no other God except the Lord thy God. Understand that, right? You know that.
Be like both.
Kuma can speak Ayamana. Like Bruce Lee. Nana Misa Nasa no Sona Wana Waya Deyana.
Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned for the prophet's reading here for day one. Yes, day one of Shavuot, of harvest, the feast, the festival of weeks, new covenant-wise, the feast of the Holy Spirit in the upper room. So right here, 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 stay tuned, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot, Aliyot, Aliyot.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Hane'amarim ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 28.
Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of Elohim Buruku. In the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of the king of Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of Yahweh came expressly to Ezekiel, the priest, the Kohen, the Bain HaBuzi, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Kebar, and the hand of Yahweh Buruku was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind, a Sahara, came out of the north, a great cloud, and a Issat, a fire, enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward with their feet. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whether the spirit, the manifest, was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, Issat, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire, Issat, was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I behold the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like to the color of a barrel. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for the rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. The wheels went by them, and when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit, the manifest, was to go, they went. There was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the head of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, Guruku, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their head, when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their head was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire is set round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory, the Kippurah of Yahweh. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Amen.
Yes, 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 man of fire right there.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on hand, If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
So here for day one. Give thanks, Rasaha Ahad, right there for that read, Ezekiel chapter 1. We have chapter 1, verses 1 to 28, right there. But additionally, we have chapter 3, verse 12. Just to bring this out, chapter 3, Ezekiel, Yechezkel, chapter 3, verse 12, that reads right here. Then the Spirit took me up. Then the Ruach, the Spirit, the Irit, took I up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of Yahuwah from his place. Now, this is a significant verse Hebraically, Judaically right here. Blessed be the glory of he who be who he be from his place. And we also have Jeremiah chapter 31, focus verses 31 to 34. Let's bring out Jeremiah here for day one, chapter 31, day one of Shavuot, of harvest, of weeks, the Feast of Weeks, counting seven Shabbats complete, and on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So right here, leading forward to the first day coming forward is day one, tomorrow for day two, and then bringing forward the Pentecost or Shavuot in the fulfillment. Yes, for the 50th count right here. Here we have chapter 31, verse 31 to 34 that reads, Behold, the days come, saith Yahuwah, that I will make a new covenant with the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, and with the Beit Yehuda, the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, their patriarchs, in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim, my covenant, Briti, they break, although I was an husband to them, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the Beit Yisrael, the Beit of Israel, the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yahuwah, Jehovah, I will put my law, Torati, in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be Ami, my people. Verse 34, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Yahuwah, know he who be who he be, for they shall all know me, know I, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin, their uckery, no more. Yes, yes, yes. Right here. There's some fulfilling right here. The Haftarah reading and feeding right here. Stay tuned. We have the Brit Chadasha, known as the New Covenant, the Renewed Covenant reading coming forward.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Keep it in the simplicity of His divine majesty. Yes, I, Rastafari. The
people keep your hands down. Find it difficult because they ignorant enough. Simplicity we use to survive, though what we're doing properly, that's the way through life. Simplicity we use to survive, men find it difficult because they ignorant enough. Simplicity we use to survive. Children, open up your eyes. It's not the one but the bonnet in our knees. Animosity in our knees. Hypocrisy in our democracy. It's nothing. Love and love and our dream. Bastard and our no vampire. Evil of desire. It's just a meditation of my heart. Pure and conscious thought. Be overstanding on the smart. Listen to the children. Speak the word and shine the lines in the dark. Yeah. Simplicity we use to survive. Men who find it difficult because they're ignorant and I'm. Simplicity me used to survive. Do what to learn properly. That's the way through life. Simplicity I used to survive. Children open up your eyes. Simplicity me used to survive. Burn parasites and strife. Yeah. Avoid your anger. That's before. Praise God so far. I am give a worthy cause. Give us all the blessings. Give us all reward to help the poor. I find it easy when them find it all. Simplicity I used to survive.
survive, may not find it difficult because the ignorant and die. Simplicity I used to survive, I shall live and love your life. Keep doing what you're doing, don't you trouble. See what you sow is what you reap, so be humble. Know what you're doing, you never stumble. Burn down Rome, I tie them crumble. Lead the way, lead the way with the word that I speak. Never must destroy, praise the King in the East. Oh, I love this age. Survive, may not find it difficult because they're ignorant and all. Simplicity I used to survive, during Pharisees and scribes. Simplicity I used to survive, may not find it difficult because they're ignorant and all. Simplicity I used to survive. It's not the one bag of vanity nodding, animosity nodding, hypocrisy nor democracy. It's not them, lava lava nodding, but stabba nodding, vampire, evil lost desire. It's just a meditation of my heart, it's just a pure and conscious thought. Be overstanding, I tell you to be smart. Listen to the children when they speak and shine the light in the dark. Simplicity I used to survive, men to find it difficult because they're ignorant and dumb. Simplicity I used to survive, children, live and love your life. Yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai, Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. And now our reading for Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 9, in the pure language of the King of Kings first. Saul yene yegiatane dek emezmore inde gidalachu gina ayazate wede leak kahinat heid. Verse 2. Bezi mengidi yalutinim suoch windochinim setochinim biyaginye ayaserre wede Yerushalayim yamtachu zenedi bedemasiko lalute mikuraboch devidabi keorsu lemene. And now verse 3. Sehadim wede demasiko bekerebe gize dingeti beorsu zureya kesamai berhani ant abareke. Verse 4. Bemadirum lie with it called Sale. Sawale. Sawale. Sele min tasadidin yale. Yemi yelewini dimshi sima. Now for verse 5. Gieta hoi man ni. Alewe orsum ant. Yemi tasadadin ye. Aine Iesus nin ye. Yemi wagi yawini berate. Bitikawim, leant yibisi behale alewe. verse 6. Ayetineke te ketina. Ayetineke yeta hoi. Minute. Adorge zenedi to wedale. Alewe kietam. Teneste wede ketama gibana. Tadorgu zenedi. Yemiyase felegi hini. Yenige ruhale alewe. Verse 7. Ke ursun gar bemengidi yehidu suwach dimjune. Ayesimu manene gene sayayu indi didawach komu. Verse 8. Sawalain kemedir tenesa. Ainochun betekefetu gize menime. Alayim ijunim yezuwe. Ayemru. Wede damasiko agibuti. Verse 9. Sayayim sosit kene nore. Ale belamime. Ale tentamime. And now, our reading for Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 9 in the English. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Adoninu, went to the high priest and desired of him letters from Damascus to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Verse 3. And as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, from the Shemaim. Verse 4. And he fell to the aret, the earth, and heard a call, a voice, saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Adonai? And the Adoninu said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Verse 6. And the trembling and astonished said, Adonai, what would thou have me to do? And the Adoninu said to him, Arise. And go to the Ketama, the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a call, a voice, but seeing no man, no soul. And verse 8, and Saul arose from the aret, from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. Verse 9. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And this is our reading for Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 9.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
And now our reading for Acts chapter 2. Verse 1 through 41. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from the Shemaim as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And three appeared to them, cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under the Shemaim, under the heaven. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia and Egypt, in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of Ha-Elohim, Jah, Rastafari. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Though Petros, Kepha, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his call, his voice, and said to them, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says HaElohim, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants, and on my handmaidens, I will pour out those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the Shemayim, the heavens above, and signs in the Aretz beneath, the earth, and the dam, the blood, and fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun, Shemesh, shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of Adoninu. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Adonai shall be salvaged, shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words of Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of HaElohim among you by miracles and wonders, signs which HaElohim did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel, foreknowledge of HaElohim. You are taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom HaElohim have raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that it should be holding of it, that he should be holding of it. For David, David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Adonai always before my face, for he is on my right hand, and I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in teshuva, hope, because thou wilt not leave my nefesh, my soul, in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy kedush one, thy holy one, to see corruption. Though thou hast made known to me the ways of life, the truth, the way, the life, Rastafari, thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that HaElohim had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit, the berit, of his loins, according to the flesh, the Sagah, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection, the Tensai, of Christos, Christ, that his nefesh, his soul, was not left in Gehenna, hell, neither his Sagah, his flesh, did see corruption. This Jesus, Jesus, had HaElohim, Tensai, raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of HaElohim exalted, and having received of the Abba, the Father, Jehoshaphat, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedush, he hath set forth this which you now see and hear, Shema. For David is not ascended into the Shemayim. But he saith himself, the Adonai said to my Adonai, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that HaElohim has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Adoninu, Lord, and Christos, Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said to Petros, Kepha, Peter, and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Memphis Kedush, the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Adoninu, or Ha-Elohim, our God, shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received this word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Bahawariyatim temheritina, bahabarete injerawinim, bemekruebe beyetzelotum, yetegu nabar. And our reading for Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 42.
For making the one stop.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu. Adonai Echad.
Ah, Shalom and Rastafari. And now, our reading for this Moedim, for this holy day season, Shavuot, weeks, Sabbath, Baal Hamasa, the 50th day feast. And now, our reading, Besama'av, Wavol, Wemimphis, Kadus, Ahadu Amlak, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Luke, chapter 24, verse 49, in the pure language of the King of Kings first. In Nihom, about to get to win it, Tesfa, ain't it? Ile kilacha halihu, not gine kalai, haile, getele bisu, the race, the Yerushalayim, ketamak oyu. And now, our reading in English, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father on you. Though tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. Our reading for Luke chapter 24, verse 49.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu. Adonai Echad.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
And now our reading for John, Johannes Wingel, John chapter 14, verse 26, in the pure language of the King of Kings first. Abi the Simon Yamilek Elwe Gene Memphis Kadus Yahanewe Atenanye Arasu Hulune Yastimarachukwale. I name Yenagar Hachuhune Hulu Yasasebachihale. And now our reading in the English, Johannes Wingel, John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Memphis Kedush, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father, Jah Rastafari, Abba, will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. And this is our reading for Matthew chapter 14, verse 26.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And now our reading for John chapter 16, verse 7 through 11. In the pure language of the King of Kings first, Aine, Gine, Ewente, Enigarache, Halehu, Aine, Aine, Dehade, Yeshalache, Hale, Aine, Balehade, Atenanyu, Wede Enant, Aimitamina, Aine, Behade, Gine, Ursune, Lekelache, Halehu. Verse 8, Ursun, Metito, Sele, Hatiat, Sele, Sidikim, Sele, Sirudim, Alimene, Yuikisale. Verse 9 through 10, Sele, Hatiat, Beaine, Sele, Mayaminu, Nu, Sele, Sidikim, Wede, Abe, Sele, Mehade, Kezim, Behala, Selematanyunye nu. Verse 11, Sele Firudim Yezi Alem Gizeh Sele Tefer Debate nu. And now our reading in the English for John chapter 16, verse 7 through 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter would not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they are made not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Abba, my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. And that is our reading for John chapter 16. Verse 7 through 11.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
And now our reading for Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. In the pure language of the King of Kings first. Yemensis re genifikar desta salam te igist torrente behunente emente yewahate rasine megizate nu. Verse 23. Indizi yalutine yemikelikile hig yelim. And now our reading in the English for Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And that is our reading for Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, for this Moedim, this holy day feast of Shavuot, Baal HaMasah, or weeks, or Sabbath, or the 50th day feast, Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimsu, Kabur Lahalu, Kabur Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie. Glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, glory to the firstborn power of the Trinity, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Beshem Yeshua, Iesus Christos, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadashah Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, Day 1. From the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 32 through 34. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 11 through 17. And Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, 1 through 41. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. John, chapter 1, verse 32, Lamed Beit, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet. Wa ya'ad Yochanan lemor ra'iti et haruach kiyona yoredet min hashemayim wa tanach alayu wa ani lo yedaiti oto ak hasholeach oti litabel b'mayim amar alay et halaz asher tere haruach yoredet ve tanuach alayu ze hu hamtabel beruach hakodesh wa ani raiti wa aid ki ze hu ben ha'elohim. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is Bain Ha'Elohim, that this is the Son of God. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, Yod Aleph, verse 12, Yod Beit. Hein anoki tobel etkem b'mayim latshuva, v'haba acharai chazak mimenni asher katonti meset ne'alayu, v'hu yitpol etkem beruach hakodesh u'baish. U biyado ha mizareh wazara et garno we asaf et degano el otzaro we et hamotz yisarfenu baish asher lo tikbe. I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Baptism of Yeshua, baptism of Jesus. Then cometh Yeshua, Jesus, from Galilee to Jordan, to John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Yeshua and Jesus answering said to him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of Elohim. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Acts chapter 2, Pentecost, Peter's first use of the keys. The Gospel given to Yehudim, Gospel given to the Jews. Verse 1, Aleph. U b'yom milat Shabbat ha-Shavuot, nesfu kulam leb achad. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born, Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of Elohim, the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. Peter's sermon, theme, Yeshua is Adon and Mashiach, Jesus is Lord and Christ. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you, and hearken to my words. Introductory, Joel's prophecy fulfilled. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass, In the last days, saith Elohim, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will shew wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of Ha-Adon of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Ha-Adon, on the name of the Lord, shall be saved. The works of Yeshua, the works of Jesus, prove that he is Adon and Mashiach, that he is Lord and Christ. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of Elohim among you by miracles and wonders and signs that Elohim did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determining counsel and foreknowledge of Elohim, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Elohim has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. David foretold Messiah's kingship after resurrection. For David speaketh concerning him, saying, I foresaw Yahweh, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Elohim has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Mashiach, he would raise up Christ, to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Mashiach, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. His resurrection proves that he is Adon and Mashiach, that he is Lord and Christ. This Yeshua, this Jesus, has Elohim raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Elohim exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this that ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, Yahweh said to Adoni, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Elohim, that God, hath made that same Yeshua, whom ye have crucified, both Adon and Mashiach, both Lord and Christ. What Israel must do. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahweh Eloheinu, as the Lord our God, shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added to them about 3,000 souls, the first church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken. Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Young Rastafari. Young Rastafari. Young Rastafari.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
No more crying.
the kingdom of God is come. Prepare your mind, prepare your soul, your reward shall be on that day. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul, your reward shall be. Against you, your reward shall be on that day, and there will be no more sorrow.
የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን
today's daily song, we have psalm 9 according to the royal court of Ethiopian.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. When we call, when we call, when we call.
Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith courage and the just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
Psalm 20.
The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, when we call, when we call.
מזמור כף, למנצח מזמור לדוד. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ישגבך שם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסעדך. יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ידשני סלע. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיעה, המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו.
Let up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor Kaf. Psalm 20, Psalm XX, Mizmor Kaf. La Menatzeach, Mizmor Lidawid. For the leader, for the chief musician, La Menatzeach. For the overcomer, Mizmor Lidawid. A psalm, a chant, an intonation of David. Ya'anka Yahuwah, Biyom Tzara. Yesagevta Shem, Elohe Ya'ikov. Jehovah answer thee. The eye in the day of trouble.
Ya'anika Yahuwah Biyom Zara Yitzagavka She Elohe Ya'ikob. The name of the Elohim, Elohe Ya'ikob, the Elohim of Jacob, set thee up on high. Yitzagavka She Elohe Ya'ikob. Yishlacha Ezraka Mikodesh Umitziona Yisadeka. Send forth thy help from the sanctuary. Yishlach Ezraka Mikodesh. And support thee, the eye, out of Zion. Umitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kolaminchoteka. Receive the memorial of all thy meal offerings. Yizkor kola minchoteka. And accept the fat of thy burnt sacrifice. Ve'olateka yitashne selah. Pause. Yitain leka kilababeka. We call its ateka yimale. Grant thee the eye according to thine own heart. Yitain leka kilavaveka. We call its ateka yimale and fulfill all thy counsel. Yitain leka kilavaveka. We call its ateka yimale. Neranena bi yeshuateka u hashem eloheinu anidkola yimale Yahuwah kola mishloteka. We will shout for joy in thy victory. Neranena bi yeshuateka, we will shout for joy. Neranena be shuateka in the eyes, Yeshua, in the eyes, salvation. Ni'ranna be shuateka. Uvashem Eloheinu anidgol. And in the name of our Elohim. Uvashem Eloheinu anidgol. We, I and I, will set up our standards. Yimale Yahuwah. Kol amish eloteka. Jehovah, fulfill all thy petitions. Yimale Yahuwah, kol amishloteka. Ata yada'iti yaki Yahoshia, Yahuwah mishicho. Ya nehu mishme kadisho. Bi gvorota yesha'a yimino. Now know I that Jehovah saveth his anointed. Ata yada'iti ki Yahoshia Yahuwah Mashiho. He will answer him from his holy, his island, his sets apart heaven. Ya enehu mi shemek adisho. With the mighty axe. Bi gavrot. With the mighty axe. Bi gavrot yesha yimino. With the mighty acts of his saving right hand. Bi gvrota yesha'a yimino. Eilev arekev, eilev asusim. Wa enachnu b'shemi Yahuwah Eloheinu nazikir. Some trust in chariots. Eilev barekev. And some in horses. Eile basusim. But we, wa enachnu, but I and I, wa enachnu, b'shemi Yahuwah, Eloheinu anazikir. But we, I and I, will make mention of the name of Jehovah, I and I, Elohim. Wa enachnu, b'shemi Yahuwah, Eloheinu anazikir. Heima, ka're'uwa, w'naflu, wa nachnu k'amnu. Wanita odad, they are bowed down and fallen. Heima kariu winaflu, but we, I and I, wanachnu kamnu, but we are risen. Wanachnu
Amnu, and stand upright, Wanita Odad, Yahuwah Hoshiach, Hameleka, Yaenenu, V'yom Ka'arenu, Say, Yahuwah, Yahuwah Hoshiach, Save, Jehovah, Jehovah, save, save, Yahuwah, Yahuwah Hoshiach, Hameleka, Yaenenu. May the king answer us, Hamelech Ya'enenu, V'yom Ka'enu, in the day that we, that I and I call, V'yom Ka'enu, Hamelech Ya'enenu, V'yom Ka'enu,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Israel. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf. Psalm 20, Mizmor Kaf. Psalm XX, for the leader, a psalm of David. The Lord answer thee in the day of anguish. Lam natzeyach mizmor ledawid. Ya'anika Yehovah biyom tzara. Elsewhere, scripture says this, according to Psalm 91, Hebraically, verse 15, it reads, he shall call up on me, he shall call upon I, and I will answer him. I will be with him in anguish.
Anguish, anguish, anguish.
Yikraeni ve'einehu imo anoki v'tzara. He shall call up on I. Yikraeni, and I will answer him. Ve'einehu, and I will be with him. Imo anoki. In trouble. By that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He means when anguish comes upon the B'nai Yisrael, upon the sons, the children of Israel, and they call upon me, upon I, make them but partner my glory with them, and I shall answer them forthwith, as Scripture says, he shall call upon me, upon I, and I will answer. I will answer him. Yikraeni ve'einehu. What is meant by I will be with him in anguish? What is meant by I will be with him in trouble? Imo anoki v'tzara. Imo anoki v'tzara. I will be with him in anguish. I will be with him v'tzara. V'tzara, in tzara, in anguish, in tzara, v'tzara, in trouble. Rav Yudan told a mashal, a parable of a pregnant woman, of a woman with child, who was angry with her mother. Even as the woman was giving birth, she made her mother go into an upper chamber, and as the woman below groaned with pain, the mother above, hearing her voice, groaned with her. Here, a midrash note with her. So the PE, the printed edition, the edited text reads above. So as the woman groaned with pain, the mother above hearing her voice groaned with her, groaned above. The neighbors ask, what sort art thou that thou criest? Givest thou birth with her?
She replied, "My daughter, my daughter, is she not in pain? How can I endure her cries? So behold me, behold I, groaning with her, for my daughter's anguish is likewise mine." Just so, when the holy temple was destroyed, there was heard through the whole world a sound of weeping and wailing, as is said even in Isaiah 22 and 12, where it reads, "In that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to mourning. In that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to mourning." Vayikra Adonai Yahweh Tzvaot Bayom Ahu Livki Ualia Misa Bed. And in that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to lamentation. Vayikra Adonai Yahweh Tzvaot Bayom Ahu Livki Ualia Misa Bed. Thereupon, the ministering angels ask, "Can such things be in thy presence? Can such things be in thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception? Is it not written of thee I, even in 1 Chronicles 16:27, glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Hoda vihadara lifanayo oza vihedva bia mikomo. Glory and honor, hod vihadar, glory, hod vih and hadar, hod vihadar lifanayo, glory and honor in his presence, in his face, lifanayo, strength and gladness, oz vihedva. Wichedwa, strength, alls. Wichedwa, and gladness, chedwa, be mikomo, in his place. Is it not written? Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim replied, "Is not my temple destroyed? Are not my children thrown in chains? And should I not therefore be in anguish? Is it not written even in Psalm 91, first verse, I will be with him in anguish." Hear, 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 Midrash typo, Psalm 91, Mizmor Tzadai Aleph, verse 15, I will be with him in anguish, I will be with him in trouble. Imo Anoki V'tzara, I will be with him V'tzara, in anguish. Imo anoki bitzara, I will be with him in trouble. Therefore, it is also written, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 52 and 5. Now therefore, what do I have? What do I hear? I will be with him in anguish. Here in Isaiah 52 and 5. Now therefore, what do I hear, saith the Lord? My people is taken away. They that rule over them make them to howl. And my name itinually all the day is blasphemed. Ve'ata mahliyafoh num Yahuwah kia lukach amiyachinam moshalav moshlayo yehelilua num Yahuwah. Now therefore, what do I hear? Wa'ata mahaliya for Num Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, the oracle, Num Yahuwah, the oracle of Jehovah. Kia lukacha ami chinam, seeing that my people ami is taken away, chinam, for naught. Moshlav Moshlayowa Yehelilu Num Yahuwah. They that rule over them. Moshlayo Yehelilu. do howl. They that rule over them do howl. Yehelilu num Yahuwah. The oracle of Jehovah saith Jehovah. With tamid. And continually, itinually, with tamid. Kol hayom shemi miya noat. And my name, Shemi, continually, itinually, tamid. All the day, kol hayom, is blaspheme. Miya noat. Rav Yehoshua HaKohen, Joshua the priest, said, in this mizmor, in this psalm, are nine verses corresponding to the 9 months, the nine moons that a woman carries a child. And what do the nine verses say? Quote, may he who answers a woman in the anguish of her labor answer you also. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Simeon Bar Abba, he said, you find that from the beginning of the Psalter, the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, to this mizmor, to this psalm, to this chant, there are 18 psalms. The psalms, blessed is the man, Ashrei HaIsh, Psalm 1 and 1, and why do the nations rage? Lama Rakshu Goyim? Why do the nations rage? Being taken together as one psalm, Psalm 1 and 1, Ashrei HaIsh, blessed, happy is the man, and Psalm 2 and 1, Lama Rakshu Goyim, why do the heathen, why do the nations rage, being taken together as one psalm, corresponding to the 18 benedictions that a man prays every day. And even as it is said to a man, concluding the 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, quote, may thy prayer be answered. So it was said to Dawid, to David, after he concluded 18 psalms, the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 20, Hebraically the second verse. Ya'anakai Yahuwah b'yom tz'ara. Jehovah, answer thee, in the day of trouble, in the day of anguish, in the day of trouble. Ya'anaka Yahuwah b'yom tz'ara. And here, midrash note. Here in the Yehudi, the Siddur, or the authorized prayer book, we have Psalm 19 and 15 is used, and Psalm 20 is said after the prayer of the Shemona Esrei, after the prayer of the 18 benedictions. So here, in the Siddur, in the authorized prayer book, we have Psalm 19, verse 15 being said, and Psalm 20, the first verse, also being said in connection with the Shemona Esrei, in connection with the 18 benedictions, and with Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 being one psalm, we have 18 psalms leading up to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20. Now, should it be argued, but there are really 18 or 19 psalms. Should one argue that there are really 19 psalms? Say in reply, in the daily prayer of benedictions, counting Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who causes the horn of salvation to flourish, there are also 19 benedictions. So, should it be argued that there are really 19 psalms before the 20th psalm? Say in reply, in the daily prayer of benedictions, counting Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who causes the horn of salvation to flourish, there are also 19 benedictions. Here again, refer to the Yehudi Siddur, the prayer book, the authorized prayer book. Another comment on Ya'anikai Yehovah b'yom tz'ara, Jehovah answer for thee. The I in the day of trouble. Ya'anaka Yahuwah b'yom tz'ara. What day of trouble? What b'yom tz'ara? The day that all acknowledge is a day of trouble above and below. A day that even the ministering angels fear. Mark what is written of it. According to Yirmeyahu, according to Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 5 to 6. Thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear. Wherefore do I see all faces turned to paleness? Ki ko hamar Yahuwah, kola chrada shama'inu, pachada ve'ein shalom. Thus saith Jehovah, ki ko hamar Yahuwah. We have heard a voice of trembling, kola chrada shama'inu, of fear and not of peace, pachad with ein shalom. Shalu na huaru, ima yoleda zakara, madua, raiti yakola gavara, yadayo Allah lat ayo akayo leda, ne hefku akola panima li yerakon. Ask ye now, ask y'all now, shalu na, ask ye now, uru, and see, shalu na. Uru, ask y'all now and see. Im yoled zakar, whether a man doth travail with child. Im yoled zakar, maduar raiti kola gavar. Wherefore do I see every man? Maduar raiti kol gavar. Wherefore, why do I see every man? Maduar raiti kola gavar. Yadayo Allah latzayo akayo leda, with his hand on his loins, as a woman in travail. Yadayo Allah latzayo akayo leda, and all faces are turned into paleness. V'nehefku kol panim li yerakon. Faces, panim, clearly being the faces of the ministering angels, the ministering angels, of whom it is said even in Yechezekel, Ezekiel 10 and 14, everyone had four faces. Ve'ariba'a fanim, and everyone had four faces. Ve'ariba'a fanim. Of this day, the goye ha'aretz, the nations of the earth, say, alas, for this day is great, so that none is like it, according to the words of Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah 30 and 7. Hoi, ki gadol hayom hahu, alas, for that day is great. Hoi, ki gadol hayom hahu, me'ayin ka mohu, so that none, no one is like it. Me'ayin ka mohu, so that none is like it. Hoi, ki gadol hayom hahu, me'ayin ka mohu. And Amo Yisrael and the people of Israel, say through David, say through David, the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom tzara. Jehovah answer the eye in the day of trouble. Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom tzara. The day of tzara, b'yom tzara. The day of trouble above and below. B'yom tzara. The day of anguish above and below. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say to the guardian angels of Goye Ha'aretz, of the nations, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, come and show your cause against my children, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, as in the words of Yeshayahu, of Isaiah, Esaias 41 and 21, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Karvu rivikem, karvu rivikem, Yomar Yahuwah, produce your cause. Karbu ribekem. Yomar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Arvu, Rivekem, Yomar, Yahuwah, produce your cause, saith Jehovah. And when these reply, Ribona, Shella, Ha, Olamim, Master of the Universe, who will make up the pleas for Yisrael? Who will make up the pleas for Israel? Hael, Ha-Elohim will say, if one may speak thus of him, quote, I, end quote, as is said even in Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 36th verse, Psalm 68, verse 36, the God of Israel is he who will give his people strength, and strong defenses. El Yisrael hu noten oz with Ta'etzumotal'am, the God of Israel, El Yisrael, who he giveth strength and power to the people. El Yisrael, who noten oza with Ta'etzumotal'am. Thereupon, Goyeh ha'aretz, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, will ask, does this mean that in divine judgment there's partiality? These committed incest and those committed incest. These shed blood and those shed blood. Why, then, are these made to go down into Gehinna, Gehinnom, into hell, Hebrew hell? And why are those not made to go down? Midrash study note right here in the Midrash Tehillim 1 and 20. And also in the Midrash Tehillim 15 and 5, the first Psalm, 20th note, speaking to this question. And Psalm 15, the fifth note, 15.5. Again, the nations of the earth, the Goyei Haaretz, will ask, does this mean that in divine judgment, there's partiality? These committed incest and those committed incest. These shed blood and those shed blood. Why then are these made to go down into Gehinna, Gehinnom, Hebrew hell? And why are those not made to go down? Thereupon, the angelic defender of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will find himself unable to answer, as is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 12 and 1, then shall Mikael stand still, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was. Uava eita hahia ya'emoda Mikael hasar hagadol ha'omeda al bnei ameka. Ve'haita eita zara asher lo anihi eta. Mia hiota goya ada ha eita hahi uava eita hahia yia maleta amka kola ha ninsa katuva basefer. Hear, Daniel. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even, to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Hear, the Midrash. Uaba'eita ha'hiya ya'moda Mikael hasar ha'gadol ha'omeda al b'nei ameka. Ve'haita eita zara asher aloa nihita miyahiyota. Then shall Mikael stand still, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time, an hour of trouble, a time of tzara, a time of anguish, such as never was. Ua ba'eita hahia ya'emoda Mikael hasar ha'gadol ha'omeda al b'nei ameka. Ve'haita eita tzara asher loa nihita miyahiyot. What can standing still mean here, except, quote, inability to answer? What can standing still mean here except inability to answer. As in the words of Eob, the words of Job, Job 32 and 16, where it reads, they stand still and answer no more. Veho halti ki lo yidaveru ki amdu lo anu od. In the verse here from Job, from Eob 32:16, when I had waited, when I had waited, veho halti, when I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still, and answered no more, when I had waited. For they spake not, but stood still, and answered no more, and answered no more. We ho chalti ki lo yidaberu ki amdu lo anu od. And because Mikael will be unable to answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, Mikael, thou art unable to answer and unable to speak in defense of my children. And so I shall speak of their righteousness and save them. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 1, I that speak of righteousness am mighty to save. I that speak of righteousness am mighty to save. Ani medaber b'tzedaka rava lehoshia. I that speak in victory. Ani medaber b'tzedaka. I that speak of righteousness. Ani medaber b'tzedaka. Mighty to save. Rav lehoshia. Rabba lehoshia. And mighty to save. Of what particular act of righteousness, of tzedakah, Rav Pinchas Phinehas, Rav Eleazar, Eliezer, and Rav Yochanan gave different answers. One maintained, Ha'el, Elohim will say, of that righteousness that you did me, that you did I, when you accepted HaTorah, when you accepted the Torah at Sinai, had you not taken HaTorah, the Torah at Sinai, I would have destroyed you. Another maintained, Hael, the true God Elohim, will say, of that tzedakah, of that righteousness that you did me, you did I, when you accepted HaTorah, the Torah, had you not accepted it, where would my kingdom be? Another maintained, Hael, the true God Elohim, will say, yours, the reward for accepting HaTorah, for accepting the Torah. Had you not accepted it, had you not accepted Ha, I would have destroyed the world and reduced it to waste and desolation. As is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 33:25. If my covenant be not, I would not have appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. Koh hamar Yahuwah, im lo v'ritiya yomama v'alayla, chukota shamayima v'aretz, lo samti. Thus saith Jehovah, Koh hamar Yahuwah, if my covenant be not, im lo b'riti, if my covenant be not, yomama v'alayla, day and night, chukota shamayima waaretza lo samti. If my covenant be not with day and night, if I have not appointed the ordinances, chukot, of heaven and earth, uva aita hahiya yimalet ameka, and at that time thy people shall be delivered. Hear, Daniel, Daniel 12 and 1, where it reads, U ba'eita hahiya yimaleta ameka, and thy people shall escape, be delivered. Through whose merit? Through the merit of Yosef, the merit of Joseph. For what will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He will look among all the tribes, finding none, no one like Yosef, Joseph among them. For behold, Yosef, hearken not to his master's wife, his master's Isha. As is said even in Bereshith in Genesis 39 and 10, he hearkened not to her to lie, to lay sexually by her, with her, or to be with her. Vayehi akut dabraha illa Yosef yom yom. V'lo shama'a en leha lishkava etzlaha lihyota imaha. And it came to pass, Vayehi, as she spoke, k'dabraha, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, Vayehi k'dabraha illa Yosef yom yom, that he hearkened not to her, with lo shama'a eleha, to lie by her, lishkav, lishkav, to lay sexually, lishkav, etzlaha, or to be with her, lishkava etzlaha, lihyota imaha. And the proof that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, are called by the name of Yosef, by the name of Joseph, and the proof, minnain, whence, minnain, whence the proof, minnain, and the proof, minnain, and the proof, Amos, Amos 5:15, the verse that reads, it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Yosef, of Joseph. Ulaya yechinan Yahuwah Elohei Tzvaota she'erit Yosef. It may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, ulai, it may be, perhaps, ulai, it may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, Elohei Tzvaot, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph, to the Sherit Yosef. Ulai yechinan Yahuwah Elohei Tzvaot she'erit Yosef. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said, through the merit of their lineage, for it being said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 43, 6b to verse 7, bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone that is called by my name. Havi avanaya me rahok. Uavinotaya mikatzei haaret, kolaha nikra vishmi. Bring my sons from far, habi banai me rahok, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Uavinotaya mikatzei haaret, everyone that is called by my name, kolaha nikra bishmi, 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 by my name. Rav Lewi, Levi said, through the merit of circumcision, for the verse of this comment says that, at that time thy people shall be delivered. At that time, that Iowa, thy people shall be delivered. And in another place it is written, at that time, the Lord said to Yehoshua, to Joshua, make three knives of flint and circumcise the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, even in Yehoshua, in Joshua 5 and 2. Ba'aita hahi amar Yahuwah illa Yehoshua'a etzei leka charvota zuri. Veshuva moleta bnei Yisrael shenit. Here, Joshua 5 and 2. At that time, at that hour, Jehovah said to Joshua, make the sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. Ba'aita hahi amar Yahuwah ila Yehoshua'a Seya leka harvota tzurim veshub mola eta b'nei Yisrael shenit. Another comment on the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. The Lord answer thee I in the day of anguish. Ya'antai Yehovah b'yom atzara. A parable, a mashal, of a father and son who were journeying on a road. The son, growing weary, asked Abio, his father, where is the city? And Ha'ab, the father, replied, Beni, my son, take this as a sign. When thou seest a burial ground before thee, before the eye, then surely the city is near thee. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, When y'all see troubles hard by you, surely in that hour, you will be redeemed. For it is said, Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble. Ya'anakai Yehovah b'yom tzara. Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Defend the eye. Ya'anaka Yahuwah b'yom tzara. Yes, agavka shem Elohe Ya'akov. Not written, quote, the God of Abraham, end quote, nor, quote, the God of Isaac, end quote, is written here, but the God of Jacob, Elohe Ya'akov. Lama ze? Why? Rav Shimon ben Lakish told the mashal, the parable, of a pregnant woman, of a woman with child, who was suffering hard labor pains. She was told, we know not what to say to ease thee, but let him who answereth thy mother in the time of her labor answer thee in the time of thy labor. Likewise, Jacob said, according to Bereshit, Genesis 35 and 3, God, who answereth me in the day of my trouble. Vinakuma vinaile beit el. Ve eise shama mizbeach laela ha onneotia biyoma tzarati. And let us, Micah and I, arise and go up and aliyah up to beit el. Ve nakuma vinaile beit el. And I will make thee an altar, la'el, to El, la'el, ha'oneoti, who answereth me, who answereth I, la'el, ha'oneoti, abiyoma tzarati, who answereth I in the day of my distress, in the day of my trouble, in the day of my anguish, be yom tzarati, vayehiya imadiya badareka shara halakti, and was with I in the way that I went. And David told Yisrael, make him who answered Jacob in the day of his trouble, answer you in the day of your trouble. Hence here, Ya'anka Yahuwah b'yom tzara, Ye'esagevka Shem Elohe Ya'akov. Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Jacob, of Elohe Ya'akov, defend thee, I. Yishlach Ezreka Mikodesh, send forth thy help because of hallowing, because of sanctifying, because of setting apart. Yishlach Ezreka Mikodesh, or send forth thy help from the sanctuary. Because martyrs among you hallow Hashem, sanctify, set apart the name. And because good works among you hallow it, sanctify, set it apart. May He sustain thee by distinctive mark. And support thee out of Zion. Or and may he sustain thee. Yisadeka, by marks or distinctive marks. So here, Midrashno, Mitzion, which may be translated as out of Zion or from Sion. Mitzion, Mitzion, out of Zion, is translated as though it was written, Mitzion, Mitzion, by marks. Mitzion, by marks, thus distinctive marks, namely, by the commandments. The performance of that is your mark of distinction. Another interpretation, send forth thy help because of hallowing, because of setting apart, of sanctifying, of eilifying. Yishlach azreka mikodesh. Thy help as a reward for hallowing, for sanctifying, for setting apart, making holy Shabbats, Sabbaths, festivals, and Rosh Chodashim and new moons. And may he sustain thee, may he sustain the eye by marks, by distinctive marks. Ua miyetziona yis adeka. With that you indicate New Year's as full, regular, or defective. The marks being the sheen, the wow, the chet, the kaf, the hey, the zayin, the chet, the dalet, the wow, the sheen, the wow, the chet. They indicate that when a year is full, shleima, abbreviated to the sheen, and intercalated, Passover, Pesach, in that year falls six. The wow, the vav, the wow being the sixth letter, days later than in the previous year. So here from the Midrash notes, we have calendrical mnemonics that follow here in the Midrash text. The Yehudi, the Hebrew year, generally consists of 12 months, but seven times in every 19 years, it may be intercalated. That is, may have a 13th month, a 13th moon added to it. Whether intercalated or not, a year can be full, regular, or defective depending on the number of days in it. Thus, there are six types of years: intercalated and full, 385 days, unintercalated and full, 355 days, intercalated and regular, 384 days, unintercalated and regular, 354 days, intercalated and defective, 383 days, unintercalated and defective, 353 days. By this flexibility, the lunar calendar is adjusted to the solar or the seasonal year, and certain holidays, holy days, can be kept from falling on special days in the Shabuah, special days in the week. The Shin Wow Chet and the Kaf He Zayin. Also, there's the Chet Dalet Wow. Now, here, this calculation, and those that follow maybe arrived at mathematically by ascertaining the number of days left over after a year has been divided into weeks or Shavuot. Thus, a full and unintercalated year, 355 days long, consists of 50 weeks plus 5 days. Pesach, Passover, Fasica will therefore come 5 days later than in the previous year. The Midrash includes the first and last days in its reckoning, and so counts 6 days. But when the year is full and intercalated, Pesach falls 8. And here we have the Chet, the Hebrew letter Chet, the 8th letter, 8 days later. Thus, on the same day in the Shabuah, Kaf, He, Zayin, Hebrew letters, Kaf, He, Zayin, or K-H-Z. This indicates that when a Shana, a year, is regular, we have the Hebrew Kasidra, Kasidra, abbreviated to the Kaf, and unintercalated, Pesach, Passover. Fasica in that year, it falls 5, thus the Hebrew hey, hey being the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, 5 days later than in the previous year. But when the Shana, the year, is regular and intercalated, Passover Pesach falls 7. Thus we have the Zayin, Zayin, the Hebrew letter Zayin, 7 days later. Chet Dalet Vav, Chet Dalet Wow, HDW, Chet Dalet Wow. This indicates that when a year, a Shana, is defective, here we have the Hebrew Chesera, Chesera, abbreviated to the Hebrew letter Chet, and unintercalated Pesach, Passover, Fasica in that Shana, in that year, it falls 4, thus the Hebrew letter Dalet, the fourth letter, 4 days later than in the previous Shana, than in the previous year. But when the Shana, when the year is defective and intercalated, Pesach, Passover, falls 6, thus the Hebrew letter Waweh, Wow, the W, Wow, or some say Vav, the sixth letter, 6 days later. So here, Midrash note. The years from 1945 to 1951 include all 6 types of Yehudi years, Jewish Hebrew years, and thus afford an illustration of the 3 formulas in the text here in the Midrash text. In 1945, the first day of Pesach, Passover, fell on a Thursday. The Yehudi year, 5706, which was the year 1945 to 1946, was defective, or the Hebrew term chesera, was defective, thus the Hebrew letter chet, and intercalated. The first day of Pesach, Passover, 1946, therefore fell on Tuesday, 6 days, thus the Hebrew letter wow, the W or Vav, the sixth letter, days according to Midrashic reckoning. The year 5707, which was 1946 to 1947, was regular. Thus, the Hebrew letter Kaf for Kasidra, and unintercalated. Passover in 1947, therefore, fell on Saturday. 5 days, the Hebrew letter Hey, 5 days later, according to Midrashic reckoning. The year 5708, which was 1947 to 1948, was full. Thus, Shleima was full, and the Hebrew letter Sheen, and intercalated. In 1948, Pesach, Passover, again fell on Saturday, 8 Chet days later, according to Midrashic reckoning. The year 5709, which was 1948 to 1949, was full, Shleima, and unintercalated. In 1949, Pesach, Passover, fell on Thursday, 6 Waweh days later. The year 5710, which was 1949 to 1950, was defective. Chesera, defective. Thus the Hebrew letter Chet, and unintercalated. In 1950, Pesach, Passover fell on Sunday. 4, Dalet, Hebrew letter Dalet, 4 days later. The year 5711, 1950 to 1951, was regular. Kasidra was regular and intercalated. In 1951, Pesach, Passover, fell on Saturday. 7 days, Zayin, Hebrew letter Zayin, 7 days later, according to Midrashic reckoning.
Yes. Interesting that Deuteronomy is called, the Midrash. Repetition of the Torah, but here teach I nine to number I 9 days, as the psalm says, that we may gain a heart of chokmah, of wisdom, because as Yeshua says, wisdom is justified by all of her children. So our Father, yes, I and I mother. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. And for this season right here, Chag Ha Shavuot, Sameach, happy. Harvest, Feast of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I. Fruits of righteousness. May they grow in I and I soul. Shalom. Shabbat shalom. Shalom.